Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode edition of Michelle Minutes. So this is Monica Michelle, your host, and you can find me at Monica Michelle S, MonicaMichelles on Facebook as well as Twitter. I'm so glad that you decided to join us. And basically what we're doing is we are in an episode series called Her Story. We're speaking to ladies who are telling us about things that they had to overcome in order to be in business, or things that they're still working on overcoming since now that they are in business and it's up and running. We're just taking a moment to figure out a way to share their story. Many times when you hear other stories, it can encourage you because you're not in this thing alone. We're all on the same journey. We're on the same path. And sometimes someone is coming from where you just came from, or they're on the way to going where you're on the way from. You know what I mean? And so with that, when you hear other encouraging stories from others that have figured out how to master or overcome something, many times that will supply you with the courage, the knowledge, the information, the know-how, the oomph that you need just to get over that hump so that you, too, can overcome whatever it is that you're working on or that you're working through. And so I have quite a few lovely ladies that's been joining me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We get together once a week, and we have fabulous conversations. So once everything is over, if you click the link in the bio, you can actually continue the conversation with us over on the Facebook group. It's a newer group. We just started it. So please join us and share your ideas or share your story or just, you know, come over and talk to us. Tell us what you think about it. Today we are speaking with Carla Jenkins. Now, she is currently in Washington, D.C. She's been in business for over 3 years, and her business name is Phenomena. So let me see if she's online, if we can get her. Hey, Carla, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks so much for joining us. I do appreciate it. Well, before we dive into things, if you would be so kind, Carla, and let everyone know where to find you, please.
Sure, Monica. Thank you for having me. You can find me across social media from at Carla R. Jenkins from Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all one word, Carla R. Jenkins. It's spelled CarlaRJenkins.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thanks so much. So I'm glad that you were able to carve out some time to join us today. I'm so excited to hear and to learn more about what you do and why did you go into the business that you're in. So if you would be so kind, tell us, what do you do?
Sure. I am a project manager as well as a brand strategist. So what I do is I help people get centered. So I help brands and individuals get centered on their message to increase their profits and their productivity.
That's good. That's definitely good. And so I think one of the ladies that we spoke with before was talking about how important it is to know who you are, to have those core values, because it helps figure out who your brand is. So tell us, what made you go into this line of work? How did you journey to this path?
Sure. Well, it's been a while. So I first started out working in corporate America in the federal government, and the first part came with project management. So I was in a leadership development program. I had a colleague who took a detail or a temporary assignment, and she received a promotion. I asked her how she got promoted, and she said, "No, I get analysis project management." So that's when I started learning project management. I first received a certified associate in project management. Then I received the project management professional, but project management really helped me organize my work, and that improved my productivity. I was able to apply project management principles to to personal branding to make it more effective. And so that's how I got currently where I'm at right now.
And so can I ask, have you always been working, even before your certification and everything, are you like a project person? Have you always kind of like, oh, that's a project, we can fix that, oh, I know how to do that, or let's figure it out and make a plan? Like, were you that kind of person, or did you just kind of develop those skills as you worked on your certification?
Well, a little bit of both. I've always been introspective, so I've always been big on trend analysis and looking at outliers, such as things mm-hmm. that happen to see whether or not it's just a one-off event or it's a trend. That enabled me to get not just my graduate degree, I have an MBA, but it also, you know, looking at trends and planning for them also gave me the skills to travel abroad to accumulate the international experience, which helped me land the economist position, and it also helped me with project management. I will say that the project management sharpened my organization mm-hmm. and my delivery better, but I've always been like that because I've always been like looking at what the trends are and how I could like implement into them.
Right. And with the MBA coupled with the project management, it was only but natural for you to go and do this.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about what do you do with Phenomena?
Sure. What I do with Phenomena is three things. We do online corporate training for project managers. So we do corporate training. We can also consult in prepare your application if you want to sit for the exam, but we also help people with personal branding, of developing personal branding success and taking where you are right now, using what you have to get to the next level. And I feel that that's what distinguishes us from everyone else, is that we're just looking at what you have right now, because if you've gotten to this point, you're working with something. So we're more of a type Y. We feel that the person we're dealing with, he or she is very capable, and you just need a little nudge in the right direction, and that's where our personal branding comes in and how we apply our project management principles to that.
Wow, that's definitely important. I had to write that down. Take where you are now to go to the next level, because like you said, you know whoever's approaching you or coming to you, there's something that they already know and that they already have. And so clearly just need the next piece of information to get over the hump to go to scale it, to make it larger, to go to whatever that next level is for you.
Yeah.
So why do you guys focus more so on branding as opposed to marketing or business plans or any other facet of business?
Well, the reason why we focus on branding is because it's how you present yourself to the world. Now, we do marketing because I have a marketing mm-hmm. concentration with the MBA, and we do have certain, you know, the four P's that we do. But branding is just everyone has their own brand, and there's a uniqueness. And also by promoting your uniqueness, it's how you stand out. You know, you can market something, but there's different types of marketing. It can be one-to-many, one-to-one, many-to-one, or mass customization. So with branding, it's always understood that you're dealing with one thing. So we want to make sure that you stand out. So that's the difference between branding and marketing.
Okay. And if people don't, or if a business comes to you and they're not, they know that they have something, and they're doing something, but they can't formulate or put the words around what their unique value is. Do you help them figure that out as well, or?
Oh, yes, we do. We have a strategy session where we help that out. We have products available that help us. So I'm a two-time Amazon bestseller. The first book we wrote was Expand Your Personal Brand. So we have a book, a workbook, as well as a bundle. So we do that. We have the standalone products, but we also have our own project management consultant and our own way of doing it that we do help bring that out. As I mentioned before with my company Phenomena, we already think if you're coming to us and you're within our target audience, you already have something. So we are just bringing it out of you. So, yes, we do that.
cool with the individuals that you guys work with. And I assume you work with small and medium-sized businesses or even personal brands?
We deal with small and medium-sized. We really don't get into, like, who we work with, but we work with people helping them, you know, ambassadors. Like, if you have, you know, a business conference, we work, some of our clients were ambassadors to business conferences. We developed in a project management pitch so that they can serve as, like, Twitter moderators, do Twitter and social media, also elevate them to, like, the social media manager for business conferences. We also develop, you know, online project management training for corporate entities. So we've been doing a lot within both project management as well as personal branding, but we're applying project management principles to personal branding, which is our unique and our distinct competency also.
It definitely makes sense. I just didn't want someone to be like, they did with big wigs, and I just got a small business. It's just two of us. So that's why I wanted to make sure we were aware that you do work with both sizes and you guys are ready to tackle and assist on both fronts. So what's the biggest objection or obstacles that you typically, or the more frequent obstacles that you run into when working with clients?
Sure. The main one is the intimidation of I don't know what project management is, or it's too cumbersome, it's too corporate, because, you know, the big companies do it and it can be applicable to me. And then also regarding the personal branding, when we're doing with the career fulfillment, we're trying to make them fulfill, it's I don't do branding or I don't have the money. Usually it's that's, you know, higher level. It's not, you know, going to help me have a more fulfilling career when we're dealing with the personal branding. It's not, you know, and then also with the project management, it's too corporate or it's so much money. And that's the big thing, regardless of it's project management or personal branding, or even the service that you deliver for your business is still going to be, like you mentioned, we only got two people. It's only myself and a virtual assistant, or myself and you know, someone I hired off of Fiverr or Upworkers or LinkedIn profile or something like that. It's still, I can't do that. So that's the biggest hurdle of is convincing them that not only can they do it, but they have affordable price points that can fit, like, your budget.
Cool. Let's see here. And what typically happens at the end of, or how long are your sessions typically? Are they just more so 6 weeks, or are they just like a one-time thing and you get the information that you need? Is it a couple of hours, or how does it work? What does it look like?
Sure. Well, we do have this one, you know, event. So it's usually an hour. We do have one event, but we do have packages. So we can have packages of 3 or 6, and it really determines on the client, but we do have many different packages that can help them because we understand that even within our own target market audience of whether or not you want to do the career fulfillment with the personal branding, or if you're want to do, you know, project management training, we know that they're like subgroups within the target marketing, you know, audience that we're looking at. So we make sure that our packages are flexible.
That's definitely good. When you were first starting out, because I know you said it's been 3 years, so when you were first starting out, was there a period or a time that you had to, I don't know, maybe figure out what the best way to, what the best things to offer, or how to, what was your biggest obstacle in getting started? There we go.
Oh, absolutely. The biggest thing was understanding project management and personal branding. And that took a very long time. And let me tell you why. Because a lot of people were coming to project management because of my certification. So when you're certified, it reduces the anxiety. It reduces the questions because it's, okay, this is a standard. This is something I understand. So it removes the objection. But what I was noticing is they would come and be attracted to me for the project management, but they would stay for the project management articles that I were writing on my blog on CarlRJenkins.com, or they would find me on my LinkedIn, on LinkedIn Pulse. And so it was very confusing with me because I didn't know how to target, because, you know, it was one field attracting them, and then it was another saying, okay, well, this is what we wanted. And I was hearing from both sides saying, oh, well, you're unclear with this, or you're unclear with that. And that made me unclear because I didn't know who my competitors were. So if I didn't know who my competitors were or who my colleagues were, I couldn't look at what type of products or services they were offering, what their audiences were, and like mirroring that so I can get better, more laser focused on my branding. So yes, I did have that issue.
And that's definitely important, because when you know who you are and what you bring to the table and what you have to offer, it's like figuring out how to speak in the language that your customer can understand. And so if they're shopping around or they're learning or whatever the case may be, they're learning about branding or whatever in a certain type of way. It's a way to in the industry standard, you know what I mean? And so being able to go back and figure that out and apply it to what your unique positioning is, that's pretty cool. And it's something that every business kind of has to go through.
Language is very important. Language is very important. And that took a while for me, because what I deem project management in is not the same project management across the board. So what one thing is, like, a lot of people call themselves project managers because they manage projects and they manage that, which is different than someone having project management professional certification. So I had to be cognizant of that and understand that what I, or a certain industry, like the business, like you get out in Fortune 500 company and you say you're a project manager, you automatically expect someone licensed, you know, project management professional, certified scrum master, something like that. Well, when you get outside of that, project management takes on a different connotation. And I had to be aware of that and had to shift my language so that I understood that, say, you know, a virtual assistant is saying that she's a project manager because she's doing that. So you have to understand, like, how, once you get outside of corporate, how other people perceive project management and the language. So I admit that was an issue, because what I deem project management or where I was at wasn't necessarily how other people were defining it. So language is very important, because I had to shift my language to be able to reach the people that I wanted as customers.
What was the biggest way that you were able to learn and understand and figure that out, figure out what the language was, the understanding that the VA is also a project manager or a different type of project manager?
Well, yeah, it's a type of project management. I would say through coaching and reading. So I have the benefit, and I think every business person should have a coach, because without coaching, you would operate in a silo. So you would operate in a silo, and that's not what you want. So coaches will help you with, you know, developing yourself personally as well as professionally, but it will also keep you abreast of what's out there in the market. And that's how I was able to make sure that I had the language so that I would understand, you know, different, like, how people view certain things of project management. But also, like, reach out to people. For instance, if the person was a virtual assistant and they wanted to get into corporate America and they want to learn how they translate and communicate more and command more money, that would be a great client, because then we can get them in at the personal branding for career fulfillment. They want to be seen. And then after we do that, we can move them into a program where they either want to study for their certified associate in project management or P&P. So you can start one place and then move up. And that also was an opportunity, just seeing how other people saw themselves as project managers and how Phenomena Corporation would be able to not just onboard them, but move them up and help them out.
Okay, makes sense. when people typically are businesses or individuals, when they come and work with you guys, is it kind of like a one and done? So if my objective is to, I'm a VA and I'm trying to move to a corporate PMP position or a project management position, is it more or less I come to you, you help prepare me for that, I'm prepared, and then is there ever another time that I would be able to use your services again? Or do businesses, even small businesses, kind of come to you and once they get over that hurdle or once they've achieved the success in that area that you guys worked on, it's kind of like, okay, you're good now?
Oh, no, we get repeat business. As I mentioned before, we had a multiple contract with an online service provider for project management, Idle Foundation. Also, I use the virtual assistant as how we don't have just one product or one program. You know, you could come in for career fulfillment once we develop your branding strategy. And if you want to go and you classify yourself as a project manager, then we can also put you in a space of developing like the project management principles if you so desire that you want to, you know, obtain certification. But even if you don't, just so that you can understand the corporate language verbiage of, you know, what project management is, because that would help the virtual assistant or anybody else command more money. So like on my end, I had to learn the language of how people classified themselves as project management outside of corporate America. With most of the clients, when we're doing career fulfillment, it's the opposite. So they're more doing small businesses and freelancing, and so you're just bringing the freelancer person along. But no, it's not one and done. We have multiple programs, services to help. And if you want to do a standalone, if you're one and done and you don't think you can afford Phenomen right now, you could just go on the site, which is CarlRJenkins.com/store, or you can go to CarlRJenkins.sales, which is SELZ.com. That's our online store. We have a wide array of products, as I mentioned. Expand your personal brand. For the personal branding, we also have a SWOT series, which is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. That's for career fulfillment also, and that would help you as a standalone product if you don't feel that you can afford our services right now. But we have everybody covered.
Cool. Do you also do small group stuff, or is it more so one-on-one action?
Well, we are starting groups, and we do groups because we do corporate training. So that's groups of people. So, yes, we do groups as well as individuals.
Cool. Would you say that everyone, whether you're the college student or whether you're a small business owner, whether you're a mom or whatever, would you say that everyone – or even someone working in corporate America has a personal brand?
Absolutely. And that's how you get promoted, you get opportunities, or you get denied opportunities based on your brand. Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And what Phenomena wants to do is make sure that you have the best career available by having the best personal brand available.
And that's definitely something that's important. I remember when I was working in corporate America, maybe two positions ago, I remember the company that I was working for, they were big on, they wanted you to get your stats and hit your numbers, but then they also placed a high value on how you connected with the organization itself. They had tons of volunteers opportunities and networking stuff. And so when you sat down for your one-on-one at the end of the year, those were questions that they asked. And so I made it my business to go walk around this large four-story building with four wings and meet random people and ask them, well, what do you do? And, you know, be inquisitive. I want to know about you. And so it made it easy when I wasn't in the room for people to say, oh, you need to get Monica for that. Oh, yeah, we need to get, yeah. Oh, my, I know her. Yeah, she seems like she could be able to handle this. And so it opened up a lot of doors for me because I was able to go out and set that up. Now, oddly enough, our time is drawing that. And so in the last 5 minutes or so, what's something that you would like every small business owner to know? What's something that they all need to know?
I think what they need to know is that they have all the tools that they really need to succeed right now. If you're in business, you have a product, you also have a brand, and that it takes a lot of courage to step out and hang out your own shingles. So it takes a certain amount of courage to sign the front of the check as well as to endorse the back of the check, and that's very important. What I would also say is don't make the mistake of operating in the silo. So get coaching or reach out to people and start building your team, even if it's only part-time. It took me years to be able to afford, you know, a virtual assistant and other people, but when you don't operate in the silo by receiving coaching or receiving help, then you can just focus on getting the clearer message, clearer target market, and the more clarity you have, the more increased profits that you would have. So those are the two things that I would say.
That's good. I'm over here taking notes, so I apologize for my pauses. Yeah, but that definitely makes sense, because when you know who you are and know what you're bringing to the table, people are, you're able, somehow you attract the appropriate audience because that's what you're giving off. And so I definitely appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we can find you everywhere at Carla R. Jenkins, where that's Instagram,
yes.
Facebook, and even the website. It's a .com, right? Carla R. Jenkins.
Yes, CarlaRJenkins.com. All my social media links are at the top upper right-hand corner. So everything is Carla R. Jenkins.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for taking the time to speak to us a little bit about project management and the importance behind having a personal brand, because it's what people are saying about you when you're not in the room. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And thanks so much, everyone, for taking the time to listen. Carla really did speak on a lot of things that was important. When you know who you are and what you're bringing to the table, it's easier to attract the people that you're wanting to attract. And just understanding and knowing who you are and figuring out, okay, well, what's my next step? And no man's an island. She, you know, her phrase was, you shouldn't be operating your business, and it's just so important that you have a team of people that you're working with. Your personal coach or your business coach is going to help you see things that you didn't see. They're going to help develop you. They're going to help pull you out of the middle of your business, which is where a lot of small business owners live, and take you up 5,000 feet just a bit every now and then and kind of get a better overview so that you can operate your business from an elevated standpoint to make sure the future doesn't look like today. So those are all things that are super cool. And so if you're interested in checking with her and learning more about what she does, she did say she's on Amazon, but go over to her website, check her out, CarlaRJenkins.com. So again, my name is Monica Michelle, and I am signing off from Michelle Minutes, and we are covering her story. It's a series that we're doing right now. Connect with me on Instagram or Facebook. I would love to hear from you and get some feedback. You can click the link on my bio if you want some additional information about what we have going on as well. And, again, I hope you make it a great day, and I hope this is encouraging and eye-opening. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.